This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Richard Neal Burkett, Appellant, decided March 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Respondent, Num SD38459, Visa, filed March 17, 2025, Richard Neal Burkett, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Texas County. Honorable William E. Hickel, judge vacated and remanded for new trial, Richard Neal. Burkett appeals his convictions of assault in the first degree and armed criminal action following a jury trial. In 2 points, Burkett argues the trial court plainly erred in 1. Failing to give a self-defense instruction even though defense counsel did not request such an instruction. And 2, failing to intervene and give a curative instruction after the state argued in closing arguments that the first-degree assault instruction did not require the state to prove Burkett's intent. Because there was substantial evidence to inject the issue of self-defense into the case, we agree with Burkett that the self-defense instruction should have been given and that the failure to 2, give such an instruction resulted in a manifest injustice. Point 1 is granted and is dispositive of this appeal. Standard of review and applicable law, Burkett acknowledges his points are not preserved for our review. Generally, we do not review unpreserved claims of error. State versus Brandeliz, 601 SW3D 511, 525, Merger Bank, 2020. Rule 3020 creates an exception and gives us discretion to review plain errors affecting substantial rights when the court finds that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted therefrom. Brandeliz, 601 SW3 at 526, quoting Rule 3020. One plain error review is a two-step process. State vs. Mills, 6-87 SW3D, 668, 675, MoBank, 2024. The first step requires us to determine if the claim of error facially establishes substantial grounds for believing that manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice has resulted, Idine. Quoting State v. Minor, 648 SW3D 721 731, MoBank 2022. The failure to instruct upon a defense supported by the evidence is plain error affecting substantial rights. State v. Jones, 686 SW3D 293 304, Mojzapters ED 2024. Quoting State v. Westfall, 75 SW3D 278 281, Mojabank 2002. If plain error is found, we then proceed to the second step and determine whether the claimed error resulted in manifest injustice or a miscarriage of justice. Idier at 301. Instructing a jury on claims of self-defense is a well-recognized right of persons charged with violent criminal conduct. State v. Clement, 661, SW3D, 396, 403, MOAP, ED, 2023. Even if a defendant does not request a self-defense instruction, the trial court must instruct the jury on self-defense if there is substantial evidence to support it. One, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2024. 3 Westfall 75 SW3D at 281 and 99. See also Missouri Approved Instructions, Criminal 4, Tage 406.06 and 3. Whenever there is evidence supporting this defense, this instruction must be given. Emphasis added. In fact, if there is substantial evidence of a justification defense, the trial court must give the instruction even if the defense objects to the instruction and it is inconsistent with the defendant's defense. State v. Endicott, 600 SW3D, 8-18, 828 MOAP, ED 2020. Substantial evidence means evidence putting the matter in issue. State v. Whipple, 501 SW3D, 507, 513 MOAP, ED 2016. In determining if there was substantial evidence supporting a justification instruction, we consider the evidence in the light most favorable to the defendant. State v. Weems, 840 SW2D 222, 228, MoBank, 1992. Substantial evidence is any theory of innocence, however improbable that theory may seem, so long as the most favorable construction of the evidence supports it. State v. Barnett, 577 SW3D 124, 128, Morris Bonk, 2019, quoting State v. Kynard, 245 SW2D 890, 893, Mo 1952. If the evidence tends to establish the defendant's theory or supports differing conclusions, the defendant is entitled to an instruction on it. State v. Bruner, 541 SW3D 529, 535, MoBank 2018, quoting Westfall 75SW3D at 280. Substantial evidence of self-defense requiring instruction may come from the defendant's testimony alone, as long as the testimony contains some evidence tending to show that he acted in self-defense. Gatsunrisur background. This case arises out of an altercation between Burkett and his brother.